Hi, welcome to Happy Gut, Healthy Life. This is Diana Prevost. Today, I am so excited because I have Jill Scherer Murray, who is a TED Talk speaker, author, and founder of Let Go For It. She's a lifestyle brand dedicated to helping people let go for love and a better life. She's also an award-winning journalist and communication leader who can trace every success in their career in letting go. She had an amazing response to her TED Talk on the unstoppable power of letting go. And you probably, as you're listening to this right now, thinking, how does this relate to gut health? Well, we're going to get into this because this whole series is about healing your gut, reducing your weight, letting go of all the stress, and living that happy life that you want. And a lot of us, I would say probably the majority of people that are listening right now, can all relate to having a toxic relationship in their life and how it affected them physically and how they might have gained weight, how the stress was incredible, and how it might have led to health issues. So it was really important for me to have someone here that had an incredible response from a TED Talk to talk about this in this long-term relationship that she had. And so welcome, Jill. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Diana. I'm so excited to be here and talk to you about this subject near and dear to me.
And you can talk about, you know, because we've led into the whole brain-gut connection and the emotional sides, and we all know about emotional eating. Why don't you go into how your journey started and then talk about it, how it affected you physically with health problems?
Yeah, so my journey really was, I was pretty much stuck in a dead-end relationship with a wonderful man that I loved very dearly. And I found myself in a situation 12 years into that relationship where I had an epiphany. We were supposed to meet at a condo to see if we were going to decide to live in it together, which was the biggest step we had ever taken through the entire course of our relationship. Of course, you know, a tale is old as time. I wanted marriage. He didn't, that sort of thing. And he didn't show up twice. So I had this enormous epiphany that I realized in that moment that it was either his life or my life, who's what I choose. And so I made the choice to let go of that relationship and to let go of an entire life around it and start all over and, you know, really look and see what I wanted from my life and how I could go about getting that. But most importantly, Diana, what I really had to figure out was how to really love myself enough to be happy no matter what was happening for me externally. And what that meant was I had to take, you know, a pretty intense journey inside of my own self and understand the things that were keeping me stuck. And, you know, when we're stuck, we're not exactly at the greatest place of health that we could be. You know, I've always struggled with my weight. I've always, tried to be fit, tried to eat well, tried to exercise, tried to meditate, tried to do all those great things. But what I found as I was moving through this relationship and as I was getting older was that certain things were shifting inside of me, and the stress of being in a relationship that wasn't feeding me or nourishing me the way I needed to be nourished, in a life that wasn't feeding me or nourishing me the way that I needed to be nourished, was taking its toll on my system. And eventually what I learned was that I was having symptoms of something called adrenal fatigue, which I had never heard of before in my whole life. I was like, adrenal fatigue, what's that? And how it was described to me was very powerful. You know, it was really an experience where I really learned so much about how the kind of the wisdom of our bodies. So how it was explained to me was, in a very layman's terms, because I'm not a clinician, but in layman's terms was, you know, you're walking down the street, tiger jumps out of the woods, your adrenaline kicks in, you fight the tiger off, because of course I would fight the tiger off, and then your adrenaline comes back down, your adrenal glands kind of come back down, they stop doing that hard work of telling you you're in danger and protecting you. But in today's world, when you're in a stressful relationship, when you're in a job you don't like, a life you don't like, an experience that you don't like, what we don't realize is those adrenals are never coming down. So we are in a constant state of like hum, this like motion. And so much of that can happen behind our consciousness. We don't even realize that we're in that mode of stress, and it's taking its toll on our bodies. And in taking its toll on our bodies, it's taking its toll on our on our minds and our hearts. So we really have to stop and think about what's happening for us, what's going on for us. What are the things, the beliefs, the thoughts that we're having about ourselves and our lives that keep us in this fight or flight, in this stress mode constantly, that's really impacting not just, you know, the things we want externally, but our health internally and our ability to really trust and listen to our guts, which I think kind of comes back on some level. If we don't understand and love ourselves and take care of ourselves in a certain way, then we don't trust ourselves and what our bodies are trying to tell us. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And the physical response that you have, and everyone's experienced this that's listening to this, whether you walk into a situation, whether you're near, whether it's family or whatever, that you they have a gut response that it's uncomfortable, you will immediately tighten up. And all of these peptides that are released, they've got nowhere to go. And they say that that is the number one reason. They say stress is the number one reason for the causing of the immune system to go south and for us to get disease.
Yep.
But it's a clear understanding of negative and stressful emotions that lead to this. And we visited on some of these other interviews about fight or flight or even freeze. So, you know, why don't you go into your journey, you know, your own personal experience about your weight fluctuating and the stress that you found and, you know, what led up to you ending up leaving?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that, you know, our emotions, our thoughts, what we believe to be true about ourselves and the world around us is powerful. It's really powerful. And I think when it is detrimental to us is when we don't really understand our thoughts or our emotions or the beliefs that are running behind us, right? So in my journey, I mean, I didn't understand why I was staying in a relationship that was not serving me. And the person that I was with was a lovely, wonderful guy. I mean, he was great. I mean, there's nothing that I could say that's bad about him except for the fact that he just didn't want what I wanted. And everybody is entitled to that. But I think if I look back at my own experience, because that's the only experience I could legitimately talk about, is that I never stopped, Diana, to take the time to explore why I was staying. So, you know, it's getting up in front of that mirror and saying, why am I still here? You know, why am I in a relationship that is not serving me or providing me with what I want? What am I getting from that experience? And how can I let go so I can move forward with clarity and insight about myself so that when I go back out into the world, into another relationship, I'm not making the same mistakes, the same choices, that I go in there understanding who I am and what I want. And I think, you know, for me, you know, I was raised with not a great body image. I was raised by a very loving, very well-intentioned parent who had her own body image issues. And, you know, she taught me certain things about myself and about my body and about my relationship to food that as I look back now, I felt this was somebody that loved me no matter what size I was, no matter what I weighed, no matter what fluctuations. This person loved me beyond my physicality. And I think because I came from a certain experience where I learned to not love myself so much, I stayed tethered to that person because he accepted me. And so I was afraid that perhaps somebody else wouldn't. So maybe if I left, I might be alone or I might not have the love that I want in my life or the acceptance that I want in my life. Even though I was in a relationship that wasn't giving me fully what I wanted, it was still a good, solid relationship and I had someone. It was only when I could understand the beliefs that were driving those actions, the beliefs that I had about myself and deal with them, that I could really find the courage inside of myself to let go of that relationship, let go of that light, and then bring into my life someone who not only loved me for who I was, but who also wanted what I wanted so that we could build a life together. And I'll never say that, you know, nobody's perfect. I mean, we're all on our life's journey. But I do believe that sometimes we have a belief system that is humming in the background of our lives that we're not tuned into, that is creating stress in our minds and in our bodies. And we search and search, like, what am I doing wrong? I'm exercising. I'm eating right. I'm meditating. Why do I still have these revved up adrenals? Why am I still struggling with this? Because there is a subtext, there is a hum in my life that I'm not addressing. And I think The thing is we have to figure out through the act of letting go, we have to figure out what is that? What is that thing? And our guts know what it is, but we don't always listen to our guts, but they know. So I think for me, it is a continual process. It is an evolution of constantly trying to understand the choices that I'm making that are good for me and the choices that I'm making that may not be always in my best interest, and trying to understand what I am believing about myself or the world around me that has me making that choice or stuck in that choice, and then working to create change around that so I can let it go. Because the beliefs we have about ourselves are not necessarily true. I mean, they were given to us. This is proven. The beliefs we have about ourselves were given to us up until the time we're six. So when we're young children, we are basically indoctrinated with a set of beliefs that we carry to adulthood. But we don't have to accept them. I don't have to accept the beliefs about me and my body that I was given. I have the power to choose new beliefs. And so, you know, that's all part of the whole letting go process, so that you use the act of letting go to be able to find the things that you want in your life, but to also find that peace and that health and that sanity that you're looking for in your own physical and mental and emotional experience. And I think, you know, we're all a work in progress. It's not an easy answer. But for me, it all started with stopping to sit with my feelings and really, really ask myself those hard questions so I could understand why I was making the choices I was making.
How were you able to, and some of the speakers that have been on the show have called it emotional imprinting, that you refer to as beliefs. How were you able to discern that those beliefs didn't belong to you, that they were actually imprinted on you? What was one of the first things that you discovered?
Well, I think it was a slow process for me. I mean, I'd seen therapists in my life for a couple years, but it was less about that for me. And I think it was more about asking myself, like, maybe some safer things, Diana. So, like, what do I want on the surface to be happy? Like, what do I need in my life to be happy? And there was also a component of me that almost kind of gave into it and said, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I am going to approach my life this way. That if I blow up my life, if I let go of everything and I start life all over again, and I never find someone to love, or I never have the experience of marriage, I'm still going to be happy. I'm still going to find a way to be happy, because there's a lot of ways to be happy in life. And I started slowly, like, learning to accept myself, and I think, and to accept my situation, and not in a negative way. It wasn't like, oh, poor me. It was sort of like, okay, you know, I'm in my 40s now. I don't know what's going to happen. I have certain things that are great, and now I have certain things that are challenging, and I'm just going to figure out how to be a happy person all by myself. And in the process of doing that, you know, I'm a writer by trade, so I've always been a big journaler. You know, through meditation, through talking with friends, through, I actually wrote a column for Shape Magazine when I turned 40. So I was their weight loss diarist for an entire year. And I had to put my weight in the magazine for 12 months. Talk about bravery. Every month I had to put my weight, my body weight in the magazine. And I worked with I was like, oh my God, this is going to either be the best experience of my life or the absolute worst. But you know what? When I had the opportunity to do that, I thought to myself, this is really an opportunity for healing. And so I really grabbed onto it. It was a phenomenal experience. And one of the columns that I did for Shape Magazine was actually a column between me and my mother. And it was me talking about the relationship that I had with her and the relationship that I had with food and the pressure that I always felt from her to be, you know, this perfect body. And that column was a column that I got so much mail and so many letters from so many women and young girls in response to that column, because, you know, we all can relate to feeling pressure to be a certain way from somewhere in our lives. So I think, you know, understanding that about myself, understanding that that was something that I was dealing with, I didn't always tie it back to my relationships, to my love relationships. But as I let go of that last one, because it was a loving relationship, it gave me a little bit of freedom to kind of look at that and say, you know, maybe this is a problem that I need to start to address. Maybe I need to start looking into my relationship with my body and my food and accepting, you know, who I am, and not letting that hold me prisoner to a wrong relationship, thinking that no one else will want me, by being just happy no matter what happens. And honestly, as I learned how to do that, I also spent a lot of time really like sitting and listening and not rushing from one relationship to the other. And I think a lot of times we do that. You know, it's interesting, even the body image psychologist, when I was doing my shape project, you know, she said so many times when we lose something or when we end a relationship or when we, you know, lose a job or whatever it is, lose a friend or whatever, we rush to fill that void. And so we keep filling the void, but we never really stop to process and contemplate and think and just be. And, you know, as someone who always had relationships and I never really was alone very much, after I went through that letting go, I took the time to stop and really sit with myself and really do some of that inner work. And things just came up for me. And I realized, you know, this is a thing and I have to figure out how to manage it or else it's going to get the better of me. So, you know, I've worked with some health practitioners or whatever, and I've done some really great, like, heart math meditation, which is a wonderful tool for managing stress, especially around adrenal stuff, and just really keeping myself tapped into any of that dull hum that's going on in the background for me that I can't see clearly on the surface, but I can always tell when I need to stop and really process and really sit with myself and listen to my gut to figure out what's going on for me and why my adrenals are really good or they're, you know, ticking back up to a bad place.
Right. And we've all been in relationships where someone makes our heart pound really fast.
Yes.
But they can make our heart pound really fast in the other direction as well, you know. And the TED Talk, that if somebody wants to watch it, it's called Big Wild Love. And talk about the responses that you got on that in, like, an incredible amount, like, just in a day.
Yeah, so my TEDx is called The Unstoppable Power of Letting Go. And, you know, it's funny because when I did that TEDx, I was on that stage with so many, you know, brilliant women. I mean, these women were doing, like, such amazing things, Diana. I mean, some of them were, like, you know, going to third world countries and bringing thousands of underprivileged women underwear, you know, and some of them have gone to the UN, and others were, like, you know, 40-year journalists who suffered, like, 18 different kinds of cancers. And I mean, there was just amazing stories on that stage. And I remember thinking as I was preparing for it, like, I'm basically telling a breakup story. I'm basically telling. And I would say to my husband, I gave it to the dogs. You know, the poor dogs had to listen to me practice my FedEx talk over and over and over. And he would say to me, you know, your talk is so universal, though. Everybody can relate to this idea of losing love, you know, to being in this place of what do I do? What do I do? I'm in this relationship that's not giving me what I want. And so my talk is really about how do we let go of the things that we don't want in our life so that we can have the life and the love and the health and the career and whatever it is that we want. And it's gotten such a phenomenal response, which has been so amazing. I mean, I've gotten letters from women all over the world asking me for my advice on what they should do in their love relationships and how they can let go, to the point where I actually started an advice column on my website called Big Wild Love, Let Go For It, where I basically talk to people. So much of what I talk about with them is really is what we're talking about is, you know, whatever it is that you want, if you want a relationship, if you want a new career, if you want better health, it really is about what I call sort of radical self-love, which is not the typical pampering generic kind, but it's really the kind of self-love that, you know, we get from, like, understanding ourselves. So it's the self-love that gives you the courage and the confidence to take the risks you need to take to let go, because letting go is all about risk. And so I think my talk really resonated with a lot of people because, you know, we're all having this universal experience in love and in life, really. And so many people have written to me and told me how my story really resonated with them and how they've been stuck in relationships that weren't serving them for so many years. And, you know, honestly, Diana, when we're stuck, we hold that in our bodies. We hold that. You know, when we're stuck, we're spinning every single day on where we're at. We're holding down beach balls of dissatisfaction in our gut, in the hopes that if we hold it down long enough, it'll go away. but it's not going to go away. And so I think that's where my talk really resonated with people, was in the sense that I was there in that 12-year situation. And, you know, by all rights, somebody might think, like, 12 years, that's what you're done for. But I figured my way out. Instead of letting that beach ball rise its way up and choke me to death, you know, eventually I decided I'd had enough. And I went back out into the world. And, you know, when I did that, my health got better because I wasn't holding all of that fear and all of that dissatisfaction and all of that unhappiness in my bones and in my gut. And as you do that and you start to slowly do that and you have success and you start to see that when you do let go and you do release and you do, you know, find that self-love and that understanding inside of yourself, it just kind of breeds more of it. And then, you know, you have more confidence in your gut. You're able to listen to yourself and silence other people's voices who may be in your head telling you to do certain things when you know your truth and your reality. And so you start to listen and trust that a lot more. That brings a lot of things into your life that make you happy, make you happy, not anybody else, but you. And so I think that's why my talk was resonant for a lot of people.
Right. And you were you were a woman in your 40s, and to come to this epiphany, one of the interviews talked about attunement, and you touched on that earlier from the age of 0 to 6. Dr. Pirtle had mentioned about we learn how we emotionally attune to ourselves, and then we also emotionally attune to others. And that's a very critical stage. And when you ignore and you cannot discern between the two, I think it leads to a whole myriad of things that happen later on. You stay too long. You should have left the party way before.
Right. Absolutely.
And
that's right.
Right. And or the marriage or whatever that might look like, to have a better life and to be at peace with yourself and to take the risks, you know, to be free and to not have the chains that hold you, whether it's a bad job or if it's a bad relationship, or maybe it's just an area that you live that you just, gosh, you just can't take that traffic anymore.
Your body will tell you, you know, when I learned about, like, all the adrenal stuff and what happens to your body as a result, like, your body is always trying to watch out for you. Like, the wisdom of our body is they're really always trying to take care of us. You know, when you have adrenal issues, you don't sleep. Well, your body thinks, I'm in danger. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to let you sleep because you're in danger. So it's really learning how to listen to your body. And, you know, so much, it's so interesting. I was actually interviewing this woman, this amazing woman. Her name's Susan Apollon. She's an energy healer and a therapist for the book that I'm working on. And, you know, I was interviewing her. I was saying, well, how should people know when it's time to let go of anything? How should they know? And she said, it's simple. How do you feel? Like, how do you feel? You know, when I'm in a bad situation or when I was in my relationship, I never felt great. I mean, maybe in the beginning or the earlier years, but like towards the latter part when I knew for sure in my gut that I was never going to get what I wanted from it. My body felt different. You know, when we're unhappy in life, when we're stressed, we know. The problem, Diana, is we don't listen. We don't listen to our gut. We sleepwalk our way to our epiphany because we're afraid. We're not ready to take action on the things that our bodies are trying to tell us. So we hold them. We hold them in our guts. We hold them in our bellies. We hold them in our bones. And that's when we stop feeling good. So it's figuring out, how do we let go of that fear? How do we let go of that unwillingness or unreadiness to be able to see what our bodies are trying to tell us, you know? And so much of that comes from understanding ourselves and loving ourselves enough to take that deep breath and take those risks and have that courage, knowing that no matter what happens on the other side of that letting go, you will be okay. When I let go of my relationship, I knew no matter what happened, I would be okay. I was still going to be happy. I was still going to find joy. I was still going to be sad. I was still going to have heartbreak, all the things that make up life. But I knew I would be okay. And, you know, I welcomed a whole lot of hope and possibility back into my life in the process. So, you know, our bodies are really, really a huge part of alerting us to when it's time to let go, to really look deep inside, whatever it is we want. if it's love, especially love, because love is so charged, just like health. You know, these are such huge, important parts of our lives. But it's really, you know, getting tuned into your body. And I think that's a process. And everybody finds a different way to do it. For me, so much of that was really about just sitting and listening and understanding myself and feeling all of my feelings so that they didn't manifest in other bad ways.
Right. And I've said this before. I've worked with cancer patients for years, and one of the interesting questions that I would always ask them, what was going on in your life about, you know, 18 months ago or 20 months ago? And I've said this on an interview before. They would say, well, you know, I was taking care of my mom, or I was going through a divorce, or my kid was really sick, or, you know, I lost my job. And all of those things about the things that in letting go and just being okay, knowing that you're going to be okay, breathing, feeling the emotions, and you will get through the other side. And I really appreciate you being on here today. It was just so wonderful. So if people want to reach you and get this amazing advice, talk about your advice column that you have.
Yeah, I would love to hear from people. So I have an advice column. It's called Big Wild Love, Let Go For It. And you can go to my website at letgoforit.com and submit a question. You can follow me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at letgoforit. You can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Jill@letgoforit.com. I would love to hear from you, whether it's about a struggle that you're having in letting go for love or letting go for health. You want to talk about adrenal fatigue, because I can certainly do that. Or anything that has to do with really overcoming that fear, so that you can get back down to the business of listening to your gut, understanding and loving yourself, so you can have the things you want in your life. Life is never going to be perfect for any of us, but it's way too short to be stuck anywhere. So that's it. That's
absolutely
my spiel, Diana.
Well,
that's it.
Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you for listening today. And we're going to have another bonus interview tomorrow at Happy Gut Healthy Live. So stay tuned. Bye for now.